Little brief intro. My name is Nicole Lewis. My mother is Joyce. She sits over. Some of you know me since I was nine. So, some of you may not know this, but I actually became middle school. My mom had been faithful in taking me to church as a little girl and teaching me this. I don't think I quite understood that Jesus wasn't just cool. He actually, Helen Watkins, my Jesus, he meant for us. And that was the moment that it clicked, all these stories my mom had told me. I don't know if I walked forward. I probably just raised my hand, and my journey began. So I'm raised in this church. I always love to share when I come here. Sorry, I say it every time, but with Jesus, I already pointed out Helen, there's my mom. There are so many of you that I watched walk what it meant to walk and follow Jesus. And I wouldn't be standing here today that I do if it hadn't been for the many people who have filled this room and told me, thank you, North, a walk with Jesus. And so I am very much in the track field. That makes me really awful for poor Maynard. But anyway, so that's just a little bit about me. I know as Campus Crusade for Christ. In a month, it will be 24 in the U.S. and in Kingdom as the student director for all of the UK, so student ministry for the UK. So my job is not primarily with students. My job is actually ministry, so just a little bit of 24 years of experience into practice now by helping other people. So I'm so sorry, but Craig and Bill and my mom and Nikki and Joseph and I know. Okay, that's it. Okay, good. I'll add people. Jerry, supporting us and encouraging us, and it's just really fun every. So Christmas last year, I got all my cards pretty much to my house and cards, and that was just a really lovely gift. So thank you. Such a good job of caring for us. It really means a lot. Anything too bad. Yeah, so that Ron has to come back from holiday and kind of clean up my mess. I don't know about you guys, but through these, which has taught me a lot. Two verses from the Bible have really become clear to me. First, 2 years has felt like 700,000 days. And I'm like, great, I now understand that. And I like to ignore. We all have these. James is one of mine that says, do not say today I will go and do this. I've just kept it out of my Christian life until the last 2 years. I no longer am trying to plan what I have tomorrow. I can't get an appointment to get a COVID test. So anyway, the last 2 years, which is a, but we're going to have some fun this morning. You guys have been, but I find that when I teach, obviously you're looking at what is the Christian life? What are we learning from Jesus? You may remember that Ron was talking about prayer and that beautiful prayer in chapter and put it on my sink because it's 20 seconds long. So, you know, you're supposed to watch. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Supposed to pray. And one of the things that Ron pointed out was much more so for us. Jesus, as you probably know, because I know many, Jean, his follower, who has become to do the very things that he did. A disciple to become like their teacher. They pray. He's teaching them about the relationship with God the Father. But he's also, we're going to kind of start through a few different places in the New Testament. I'm just going to say this because I feel like I want to. Those of you who've been at Howard Hendricks, and if you ever meet anyone who went to Dallas Seminary, probably in like the 80s and the 90s, the influential professor that ever came out of that seminary, and he wasn't a theology professor per se. He didn't teach things that he's got a library book on how to study the Bible, which I think we actually have in our library. Start paying attention. That's a question for me, not for you, but some of you might need it. I don't know who you are, but you can join me. Bye. And I think one of those things that has often not been paid much attention to, if you want to, for at the beginning, this is Jesus. He's going into the wilderness. So this is right before he launches his ministry. And it says Jesus is the devil. So he goes in. Probably you know the story. You're familiar with it. If not, been tempted with. Obviously, he doesn't give in to that temptation. And then in verse 14, it says Jesus died. So he's like a deadly sword by a pastor. He's good, but he's coming in with something to really speak to your heart in a way you book called Forgotten God, Reversing Our Tragic Neglect of the Holy Spirit. Verse 1, Jesus, in verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Jesus, God himself, who when he became incarnate of God, why don't we do it? Jesus did it. on the Holy Spirit, who really thinks he needed to pray to God the Father and he needed the Holy Spirit. Why do we neglect? Well, I don't need the Spirit because I can really depend on my own strength, my own self-effort. Again, the last tipping point, it's probably, God probably enjoys the comedy of it watching me, but mostly funny. But here it is, the reality of your life and the reality to follow. And this always blows me away in John 16. It is to your advantage. Myself into that story, I'm like, no, Jesus, you need to stay right here. I don't know who the Spirit thinks. In fact, Greek wedding. The point is, Jesus said, it is to our advantage that he goes away. And I was working on this talk for a student conference I went to, and character, if you will, in the story. We see the Holy Spirit in that same chapter, this is for the festival. He leads Philip to explain Jesus. He was being martyred for his faith, testified to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is mentioned 50, and as we watch the Holy Spirit at work in the lives of the believers in the early church, what we see is that the Spirit is filled, and in North Quad Bible Fellowship, the same Spirit who empowered the early church, so that Jesus and director of our own life's play. You and I, if we've come to believe in Jesus, we people we were before, there has been a transformation, an inward transformation of who we are, of water, meaning physical birth, and of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit as a seal that is a guarantee of our inheritance. Jesus taught us to guide us into all truth, to bring conviction for our sin, for both Christian results. No other will be center stage of your life and of mine. Jesus. I don't know about you, but I think that sometimes we kind of think like Jesus, if this were a Batman, you know, not, he's like powerful, but you really don't want him coming in. You really want Batman. Does he really have experience? John 14, John 15, John 16, Jesus talks about the Spirit helps, but he's God. He's the helper. He's the advocate or the counselor. And in, he says, I will, which I cannot pronounce properly, probably know this, but the Greek word means another of the same kind, just like me, one who is God. The whole, and because he is God, he is able to do in our lives what only God centered, and therefore also Christ directed. The Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit is to be center stage. That is the desire of both the Father. When Christ is centered, cannot be. When Jesus is center stage in your life, putting Jesus center stage, it's just talking in our hearts and in our minds and our lips. So our minds and on our lips. So center stage in our hearts. What we love, and I mean, if you go, will affect the trajectory of our hearts and our lives. Because what we love from Augustine until now, Keller has probably said it. So the Holy Spirit is at work, first place, Revelation, where Jesus says to the church at Ephesus, I hold this again. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing to keep our lives directed and centered on Christ. In his class, Jesus, amazing book, The Pursuit of God, setting the inward gaze or direction. There was a couple, Bill and someone once asked Dr. Bright, if you could just preach spirit-filled life, if I only had one message to give, that would be it. And that's kind of always blown me of the Holy Spirit, and he said, come to reveal, exalt, and glorify the Father. The Holy Spirit was sent to that the more we follow the Holy Spirit, or the more that we allow the Holy Spirit to control our lives, conscious of his loving and abiding presence. A spirit-filled life is one where it's bent, I would say, because the formation at the feet of the King, and a spirit that is also lives in us, not me. So center stage in our hearts, but also center stage in my senior year. I was so excited. Yeah, bought a t-shirt online, or maybe not online, in a catalog. Be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But then it had this Jesus fish as well. And so the crazy fish were going this way, and the Jesus fish was going this way. I'm different. In my little, so hey, it doesn't even matter at this point. I love the shirt because of Romans 12. The Bible affirms that that is what we need. Do not be conformed, but be transformed. That we need to be made new for a reason, so that we would desire Christ. And both as one who works with university students, And just as a person who's trying to walk with Jesus, the battle for the mind is the most intense one we face. And with our minds. And it doesn't matter where. So, again, Francis Chan and choose the way of the Spirit. We are leaving one path to join another. And this path has twists and turns. Path long ago. You're constantly moving in a particular direction, and that direction is set under what it desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit leads to life and to peace. So the Holy Spirit is working also not just truth. This is what Jesus says when he's talking about the Spirit. He wants to take God's word and to shape your lens. He will. Ephesians 4, this is always brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely about said things. That's the good news. The good news is we can do that. I think when you're a really spiritual person, people ask me a lot, hey, Nicole, tell me about what you do. And I can make it sound really good. But what is going on between me and Jesus is the real. Please ask me what I do. I'm not saying that. But what I really need and what lost it all. And I can stay. Why did I get off on that tangent anyway? So the success. I've been in ministry for 24 years. I could do this in my sleep. You know, I was at a fair. And it's so good because students are very, they're unafraid to tell you what they think. And they, well, what do you mean by God? Or, I don't know. They were asking for, just started crying and ran. I've heard, but I was like, this ain't my first rodeo, guys. I've heard it all. Jesus in 24 years. But you don't. You never do. I can walk with the Lord for the rest of my life as a Christian. Never. Do it. He wants to do it. Does he help us? And by putting Jesus center stage on our minds, perspective, Paul and Silas, no one wants to go in jail, but they were, do you remember what they were doing? They were singing. It's the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit wants to help us put Jesus center stage on our lips. On our lips, I tried to talk to people about Jesus. I'm going to say that really honestly. I've been doing this for 24 years, but would rain and no get in. It's so fun. But like that initial part, oh man, I'm just like, ask me. But the good news is that we know the Spirit goes out then, that we're able to share to a world that desperately needs to know. Jesus just isn't a Savior. He is good. John 16 says the Spirit would glorify Jesus because he'll receive from Jesus stage in our lives. We're empowered to speak about Jesus to those who don't yet know. I've had this happen a couple times, and maybe some of you have had this experience. I'm sitting with a please help me. And it was like, it's about, here's, you know, we, surprise, surprise. And, and I was able, here's the thing, you know, the many kinds of mental health issues, there's brokenness in families, there's poverty, there's injustice. What Genesis 1, 2, and 3 are saying, that there was a world that God made that was so shattered by the reality of sin. Sin is brokenness. That for those of you who are kind of like, what do I say to my friends? Don't worry about it. What you actually do is just listen to that's going on. Figure out where the questions are. Figure out, in fact, one of the best explanation stories, in my opinion, because Jesus did woman. And that's how, in the power of the Spirit, he's there to help us. I think the other way, probably had this experience where you walk up to someone, you're sharing what's going on in your life, and think, oh man, that was the verse I need to hear. That was the exact same thing. Or they say, I had a similar thing, and you're called to help the Holy Spirit also be putting Jesus center stage on our theology about the mouth speaks from that which fills the heart. So let your hearts be able to contain. And on our lips, it's such a great reminder of the good news of the gospel. We cannot say it follows then that the gospel we have to then live out in the everyday, not save ourselves. Because he's at work in us to help us live a Christ-centered, godly life. Power of the Spirit. So if you read, especially he talks a lot about the synonyms, but the idea of walking in the Spirit, it means a way of life. So when Paul's descriptive of a way of life where if you are to look at the life of a person, you would see Jesus, God. There's a Bible scholar, Thomas Constable, and he always says that walking implies Christian faith overnight. It's step by step. It takes a lifetime of walking with Jesus to get right. And some of you, my younger brothers and sisters, you need to keep growing. You have not arrived with the Spirit as he's working in our lives. So keep pursuing that maturity. Reading verse just to highlight this, it says, do not be drunk with wine, but instead be filled with the Spirit. I think that's really the point, is that when someone is drunk, you can tell that they're under the influence of something. It's very obvious that we know and we walk with Jesus. But let me say, not perfectly. Please do not hear what I'm saying as what the Bible is calling. Being led by the Spirit means none of us do. We still complete, but we're in the story, and it's happening. So being filled in our lives, I've tried to make it a habit. I need to get back in this, but just even trying to pray every day when I'm center stage in my heart and my mind and my lips, because it's so easy for me just to walk out the door and just, and I think especially when life is going really well, that's particularly easy thing, but Jesus is stripped from us. But we need to depend on the Spirit. Breathing, directed and led by the Spirit. This idea of spiritual breathing is that we go to God from surrender, from walking in the Spirit. Once we confess it, we claim he is faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we ask him to fill us with it. But then we are admitting our self-reliance and our need for the Spirit. I'm going to leave you a question, or the difference in your life, or what would be the difference if we were led by the Spirit in the things that we do? What difference could Jesus make in Glide, Oregon, to think about and reflect on? And again, it's because Jesus did very joyous, but we can't do it by ourselves. It was better for him not to be here, but a book I read over Advent and then end. Lord, draw me near and tender, courageous, and ready for adventure. I long to live as Jesus lived, doing the things, strength, and joy to all in our need for depending on your Spirit. And help us to walk faithful lives in dependence.